The reality is the number of volunteers unfortunately decreased during the pandemic, and there's a big push to try and get them back. And that's why there's a volunteer expo happening in my neck of the woods on Wednesday here in Carrington. And the organiser of that, Julia Buskett, is on the line. Morning, Julia.
Morning, Richard. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. And yourself?
Yeah, not too bad on this beautiful day, although
yes,
it's going to get hot, like you said.
Yes. Look, the reality is, unfortunately, during the pandemic, a lot of volunteers unfortunately stopped volunteering, didn't they?
They did. I think, it was one of the first things that went by the wayside. You know, a lot of volunteers just decided not to do anything. And then the older ones decided to sort of basically retire from volunteering early,
and they
never got through COVID.
And the reality is, for many organisations, they do rely on volunteers. So there's a big push on the part of those groups to try and get them all back again.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. A lot of them, the smaller ones particularly, really survive only on volunteers. So they're quite desperate to get some new volunteers, and a lot of them wanted to come to the expo on Wednesday but just didn't have the volunteers to be able to cover it,
now,
which is really sad.
Right. Now, I believe you held the first of these volunteer expos last year, but it's expanded the number of organisations that will be there for this year on Wednesday?
Yes. Yeah, I first held it at the Yacht Club last year, and we had about 18 organisations come along, and it was, you know, a lovely venue but a bit too small, and I just didn't realise the interest for this year. And it's I normally put it out because I'm doing it on behalf of the Hunter Volunteer Centre, and so I emailed all their members that they've got, but then I had calls from people who weren't members but wanted to participate. So it just got a bit bigger than what I was expecting, but it's great because I've just secured Westpac Helicopter to come along. So, you know, it's all around. It's not just the small organisations, it's the larger ones as well, like Westpac are desperate for volunteers.
Before we get on to exactly what's happening on Wednesday, I believe you're a retired former registered nurse. How and why did you become involved in this volunteer expo, Julia?
Well, I sort of gave up nursing through COVID, and then I sort of struggled to find work in where I sort of wanted to head. And then I just ended up volunteering for the Hunt Volunteer Centre. And I was sort of going, oh, why don't we, you know, try and promote volunteering again? Why don't we try and promote these organisations that are out there? A lot of the smaller ones people haven't heard of. And it came about last year. And so I sort of put it into place. And I didn't realise that, you know, it was going to be, you know, of interest to a lot of organisations. But as I said, I've got 18 for the very first volunteer expo. And it was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it. I loved bringing the people together. I loved seeing their excitement. And I thought, oh, everyone was interested from last year. And I said, oh, well, I might run another one, just see how we go. But I got far more interest than what I was expecting. So,
well, that's great.
And so I've fallen into it, but I've only fallen into that position because of volunteering in the first place.
All right. So what will be happening on Wednesday for this volunteer expo?
Right. So I have 33 organisations coming, and they range from, like I said, Westpac Helicopter, Lifeline, Hunter Melanoma to Newcastle Men's Shed. So they all come to the Carrington Bowling Club, set up their little marquees and their tables, and they talk about what their organisation is all about, what roles they've got, and hopefully people come along to talk to them and get an interest in volunteering and an interest in these organisations.
All right, so for anybody that might have a bit of free time and is interested in maybe finding out what they might be able to do as a volunteer, this is sort of a one-stop shop to find out about all the different organisations where you can volunteer.
Yeah, absolutely it is. That's a good way of putting it, is a one-stop shop. You know, you come and, you know, you think you might want to volunteer for one organisation, and then you talk to another and you go, oh, I might actually volunteer for this lot, actually. So, and then you look at roles and you go, I think I want to be a gardener. You're thinking you're going in there as a gardener, and then you go in as administrator or something. Do you know what I mean?
It's, yes.
You've got to have a very open mind, because the role that you think you might like is actually not the role that's meant for you.
And I think with many organisations that take on volunteers, you might not be sort of credentialed to actually take on that role, but many of them offer basically on-the-job training, which might lead to, for some people, to paid work.
Yep, and that's the good thing about volunteering. I mean, that's sort of what's happened with me, and it does. You start off on something if you've got the time. For those who are retired, it gives you extra skills. It gives you that social connection, that mental stimulation. For those that are trying to look for work, it's the perfect way to get into the workplace. You get a good reference from the organisation. You could probably turn into paid work at that organisation, or you can go somewhere else saying, you know, with a list of skills that you've gathered, you know, working as a volunteer.
And I think there's a mountain of evidence to show that for people who do volunteer, you're not only helping the organisation, but you help yourself, because it makes you feel good, I think, doesn't it? And there's a mountain of research to prove that.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of research to say that volunteering really helps with your mental health, you know, and your social connectedness.
All right. Look, thanks for your time this morning. It's happening on Wednesday, Carrington Bowling Club here in Newcastle from 10 a.m. There'll be many, many organisations there. So if you're interested in finding out maybe what you can do as a volunteer, it's a good spot to be. That's from 10 o'clock on Wednesday. That's this Wednesday at Carrington Bowling Club here in Newcastle. Well done. Keep up the good work, Julia, and thank you very much
thank
for
you.
Your time this morning.
Thanks, Richard.
That's a pleasure. Julia Buskett, who's the organiser of the Volunteer Expo, happening this Wednesday.